A society like ours, which puts so much of its resources into communication, inevitably overvalues communication. We begin to lose our sense of its proper values and proper boundaries. We begin to lose our sense of the difference between communication and expression. We begin to expect the impossible from the mere act of communication. We meet in conventions where people are expected to produce wisdom or knowledge out of their pooled ignorance or prejudices. We meet in committees, conferences, and discussion groups without knowing our purpose, and then adjourn without knowing whether we have accomplished it. In our world of calloused ears and overtaxed eyes, there are many symptoms of the desperate need of people to make somebody listen, to be sure somehow that somebody is hearing. More and more people are willing to pay fees they cannot afford to medically trained psychiatric listeners who listen, nod, and take notes. No society could survive, and surely no society could be decent, if everybody in it were able to communicate everything. Democracy thrives on selective communication. And to keep the society democratic, the selection must be made not by some outside political agency, but by the self-controlled citizen. With the rise of photography and the movies, of radio and television, with the improvement and diffusion of the graphic arts, an ever larger proportion of what is being communicated becomes vivid. To catch and hold our attention, the images must be in motion. So it is not surprising that more and more of what is being communicated to us is explosive and disruptive, interrupting the current of our experience